You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK. Welcome to this month's Pork Focus podcast. I'm Miriam Drewitt, and today I'm going to be speaking to Liam Byrne, Head of Meat Marketing here at AHDB. Today we're going to be finding out the results from our latest pork marketing campaign and what's in store for future activity. We'll also be hearing from Tom Forshaw, one of our analysts, who'll be giving a quick update on the pig market and looking at why pig prices have been rising more quickly in Europe than the UK. Hi Liam, thanks for joining me today. For listeners not already familiar with our midweek meal campaign, could you tell us about it and what you're hoping to achieve?
Hi Miriam, so the midweek meal campaign is a three-year campaign that ultimately aims to inspire more people to cook with pork and to cook with pork more often. By doing this, we want to both protect and promote the long-term image of pork, making it a sustainable choice for mealtimes for UK households.
So can you give us a bit of background about the campaign and how it all came about?
Yeah, so over the last few years, we've seen pork losing plate share to the likes of chicken and fish and vegetable-based dishes. And when we talked to consumers and we asked them why, what we found was that their perceptions of pork were relatively poor. They saw pork as fatty, probably a little bit old-fashioned, something you'd reserve for Sunday lunch. It just didn't seem to fit a modern meal planning repertoire. The reality is, as we both know, is that actually pork is incredibly versatile. And we've recently proved that pork medallions are just as healthy as chicken breast. And that's a key message for our January campaign. So the long-term aim is to bust the myths and reposition pork as a healthy, tasty, versatile meat. We're ultimately looking to inspire more people to put pork in their shopping baskets, not just for a Sunday roast, but actually throughout the week.
Yep, definitely. So who are you actually targeting with this campaign and why?
So, of course, we want our campaign to appeal to as many people as possible. But the reality is we just can't be all things to all people. So to be successful, we have had to be disciplined, disciplined in who we are talking to and how we're talking to them. For this particular campaign, we have chosen to focus on 25 to 54 year olds, and in particular, young couples and families. And these might be light or infrequent eaters of pork. Because if we can get families and particularly kids eating and enjoying pork more often, then that's how we build a legacy for long-term sustainable growth.
Absolutely, that sounds like a great plan. So with that in mind, what kind of channels have you been tapping into to get the messages out there?
So this is actually about how effective we are in increasing awareness to drive that long-term change. And we want to direct our resource towards creating the best opportunities in terms of increasing sales and driving that long-term attitudinal change. So the recent TV pork commercial, which featured the comedian dressed as a giant chicken, is actually a great example of this. It aired over 6,000 times during January, and it was seen by 23 million households. Social media is also an important tool for us, as it is for many of your listeners. We use Facebook and Instagram, and we've had success in pushing pork recipes out to this audience through these channels. We'll often send posts when we know people are most likely to be looking for maybe meal ideas. So it might be, you know, late afternoon when you're just about to finish work and you're looking to pick up some dinner for the family at home.
Yeah, bit of inspiration.
That's it, yeah. Or perhaps maybe on a Friday, you know, just before you do your big weekly shop. At times we use influencers. These help us to amplify maybe a key message. We've used Rebecca Adlington before. She's the Olympic swimmer. And also Lucy Meckelberg, and she's from The Only Way is Essex. And Lucy actually is our more recent example. She's got over a million followers on social media. Yeah, and she champions a healthy lifestyle. So for us, you know, she's a great fit. She's got a big following. She champions healthy eating and healthy lifestyle. So working with her to promote the health credentials of pork was a good fit. It was an easy fit. It allows us to reach an awful lot of people through her social media very quickly, and it allows us to deliver a controlled message. And then finally, I suppose it's worth mentioning our website. That's loveport.co.uk. It's a really useful tool to anchor our story. And through that, we have over 100,000 subscribers who we will regularly communicate to through our own news stories about all things pork.
Yeah, that's a great website. I've found lots of nice recipes on there before. So yeah, definitely suggest people go and take a look at that.
And there's plenty of activity happening around that this year. So we have plans afoot to refresh that, both in terms of style and link it into this year's campaign. So you'll see new recipes. There'll be a new logo appearing, some new messaging, and it will all link through into the new TV advert.
So the big question, Liam, I guess people want to know is, are people actually picking more pork as a result of the 2 years' worth of campaign?
Yeah, so very simply, yes, they are. We work with an organisation called Kantar World Panel. They're an independent body. They evaluate total volume and value sales for pork. So we've had the recent figures through, and total fresh pork sales, well, they're up 3% year on year. And the pork medallion specifically, which we featured in our January TV campaign, well, they're up 68%.
Wow, that's great.
Versus last year. I mean, just astounding. So essentially we're seeing more people buying into pork, and actually they're buying it more often. And just linking back, that was exactly what we set out to do. So the campaign is also, it's drawing in a younger audience to pork, which is great for the long-term growth. And we've seen some real positive shifts in terms of attitudes towards pork post the January campaign finishing. So we're seeing more people delivering positive sentiment towards the health benefits of pork, the fact that it's tasty, and importantly that pork is suitable to eat throughout the week, not just on weekends.
Okay, so we've seen that people are definitely picking pork. How much value has their latest campaign generated?
Okay, so we're currently working with our analyst team to quantify the value back through the supply chain to the farm gate. But what I can say is that over the last 4 years, the activity that the HDB marketing team have driven has delivered over £45 million in incremental sales. So that's £45 million of sales that wouldn't have happened without the HDB pork campaign. So our latest campaign, so we've just had the results back, this is hot off the press, has delivered a return on retail sales of about £7.30 for every £1 spent. So that's the equivalent of over £11 million, or about 4 or 5%. In relative terms of total fresh pork sales.
That's fantastic.
So it's also, I think, probably worth noting, Miriam, that this growth has come a relatively difficult time for the meat industry and the pork sector. Over the last 12 months, we've weathered and we continue to weather, the Eat Lancet report, Veganuary, the negative press around nitrites in bacon, red meat and health. It's why investing in domestic marketing campaigns, investing in your end consumer to drive more demand for pork is absolutely necessary. For me, everything we do is about protecting and promoting the reputation of pork.
That all sounds brilliant, and it's great to see that the campaign has been having such a big influence on the market. In a few minutes, we'll hear the views of a couple of producers and a processor on the success of the campaign. But firstly, Liam, what's next and when?
Okay, so firstly, I suppose we won't stand still, and we continue to kick the tyres to improve the effectiveness of our campaigns and what we do. So year three, we'll see a further £1.8 million invested into promoting pork, and that's set to go live in October this year, and then followed with a second burst in January once again. So we know October is actually a great time to advertise on TV. The nights are drawing in. The new autumn TV schedules are out. The kids are back at school. Generally, people are watching and engaging in TV more often than the summer months. And we also feel strongly that January is a key time for us to be promoting pork. Firstly, as I'd mentioned, we know that pork medallions are just as healthy as chicken breast. And so it's a perfect time for us to be on TV when people are looking for those healthier options. But secondly, it gives pork a voice to counter some of the noise around Veganuary.
And how can listeners get involved? Are you looking to get any kind of buy-in from listeners?
Yeah, I mean, we're always open. So, you know, firstly, I'd say feedback your ideas. You know, hearing back from industry is invaluable in helping us improve what we do. Secondly, spread the word. You know, look for Love Pork on social media. If you don't follow us, follow us and share and cascade the messages and recipe ideas that we're sending out. Because at the end of the day, we're all consumers of pork. And thirdly, you know, speak to your local high street butcher, or if you have a farm shop, ask them to sign up to the AHDB to receive the free marketing materials. So we do marketing kits for independent butchers to help promote pork in line with our campaign and campaign messaging.
Lovely. And we'll include some information in the show notes today for anyone that wants to do that. Thanks, Lynn, for your time today. That's been really great to catch up and hear about the campaign. But finally, just to whet the appetite of our listeners, what's your favourite dish from the latest campaign that you'd recommend our listeners try? And I'll make sure I include the recipe in the show notes.
Okay, so I'm laughing because I'm not actually known for my culinary skills. I think I've been known to burn water. But I did attempt the other night the turmeric pork skewers. And my wife told me they're actually delicious, and she's my biggest critic. So I can, if they weren't good, she would have told me. And I did actually take a picture of them and circulate them around the team. So I'm happy to share that. So you can take it from me and Mrs. Byrne that the turmeric pork skewers were a winner.
Lovely. That sounds delicious.
And if the turmeric pork skewers weren't enough to get your taste buds tingling, Miriam, we've got 5 more tasty, globally inspired recipes in our recipe booklet. And they're healthy, they're tasty, and they're ready in 35 minutes or less.
So perfect.
Perfect midweek meal option.
Yeah, for all those busy listeners out there. So thanks, Liam. Like I said, it's been really great to catch up today, and we'll include a link to the whole recipe booklet in today's show notes, as well as details of how people can order a hard copy if they want to put it in the kitchen to refer to. So I'm sure our listeners will be looking forward to seeing the next round of campaign activity in October. So before we go, let's hear quickly from some others and hear what they think about the campaign.
So this is Alex from Tulip. What's your view as a processor on the AHDB pork campaign?
So I think for me, so far, everything has been really, really positive. I think the real strong message for us is that despite some really challenging times for the meat industry at the moment, we're continuing to see pork firstly in growth. And most importantly, we continue to see that growth massively outperform the likes of beef and lamb. And I think a lot of that is just down to the fact that this campaign has really given consumers a level of confidence and some inspiration for a meat that has been struggling to do that for quite some time.
So this is Fergus, a pork farmer from Essex.
So the pork campaign was aired in September and also in January this year, and 72% of the population saw some form of media and communication that we put out to the general public. And this meant that there was £11.7 million more pork sold than there would have been had we not run the campaign. So my point of view that it's a very successful campaign, one of the best ones that we've done. And I think and as an AHDB levy payer, that we ought to be doing more of these campaigns because it has a very positive impact on the sales of pork in the UK.
So this is Rob, a pork farmer from Norfolk. What's your view on the AHDB pork campaign?
I've got a really positive view of the AHDB pork campaign. I think it's a fantastic idea to stimulate the demand in the domestic market for our product. We know we've got a really good product to sell, and this is a way of getting to consumers and telling them what's good about it, both for health reasons, convenience reasons, and get people back buying pork as part of their normal daily lives.
So before we wrap up today's show, let's get the latest information on the pig market from Tom in our market intelligence team.
Hello, and welcome to the May edition of Pork Talk. Over the past few months, we've talked a lot about the positive signals on the pork market and how we expect prices to start rising. However, while prices in Europe did start to climb rapidly last month, here in the UK, things were more stable. Why has this been the case? The uplift in the EU market is clear to see. This reflects growing demand for pork exports to China as African swine fever starts to bite into supply levels. The gap between the EU and the UK pig reference prices is now so small that when delivered to the UK consumer, standard UK pork will now actually be cheaper than the EU equivalent. This situation reflects some unusual features in the UK market right now. Significantly, in preparation for a potential no-deal Brexit on the 29th of March, large volumes of pork were stockpiled. The industry needs to work through these stocks before demand can start to rise at a farmgate level. On top of this, factory breakdowns resulted in a high kill rate around the end of March and early April. This temporary boost to supply has probably also depressed the market somewhat. If more pigs go out of spec due to delays in marketing, this can also lower the average pig price. In contrast, reports from the continent indicate that EU pig supplies have tightened lately, reflecting the decline in the breeding herd last year. This would help support prices at a time when demand is also rising. It is important to remember that the EU supplies around 60% of pig meat consumed in the UK. British produce typically attracts a premium due to higher demand in certain sectors. So, provided EU prices remain elevated, it is inevitable that the UK price will ultimately also have to rise. We should also be able to benefit from increasing demand from China. Shipments have already increased over 40% in the first 2 months of the year. Nonetheless, it's tricky to tell when the uplift might start to feed through, especially as we face disruption to throughput over the Easter period and May bank holiday. To keep up to date on the latest price movements and pork market trends, please visit the price and stats section of the AHDB pork website.
Visit ahdb.org.uk for all the latest news, research and information, and follow us on Twitter at the AHDB to stay up to date. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and remember you can find links to the recipes and TV advert in today's show notes. If you try any of the dishes at home, why not share some pictures on social media and tag us as well as Love Pork. In the next episode, we'll be joining Sarah Hunter-Argyle on our Scottish Strategic Dairy Farm, where they'll be discussing how to breed the ideal dairy cow for your system. Some of our genetics experts will highlight the tools you can use to improve your herd's genetic potential, while host farmer William Bailey will explain the traits he prioritises in his breeding programme. Thanks for listening, and remember to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Mm-hmm.